Greetings, saints of God. The tide's rising, and we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but we're not destroyed. Always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. That's 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 10. There's trouble out there, folks. And there can be no doubt in the collective mind of the world's societies that we've entered into a season of tribulation here upon the earth. A season of tribulation within men's and women's hearts. You could see it, you could taste it, you could smell it. Even those proverbial rose-colored glasses can't shut out the light of the reality of these wicked times. Even those of the contrary spirit can sense the uneasiness. The vexation of their spirits is easily discernible. And in the last days, perilous times shall come. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. Without exception, never in the history of man will there be such a storm that will break upon the world, according to Master Jesus. It's breaking upon the world as we speak. This dark work has begun in earnest, folks. Until the return of Jesus Christ, this is now the condition of our world, and it ain't gonna get any better. Simple question here is, which God do we serve? When we run into the arms of our great Father, there is total comfort and protection. These are not the days of freedom and white doves and olive branches. Many do not hear God's word because they're not of God. John 8:47. We have no accord with Belial. Get right with your God, and you better hurry. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, and here comes the big one, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. This passage in Timothy is terrible in its implications. It exposes dark light. It exposes the angels of light within some of us. This is a picture of the end times. This is what we're facing, folks. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? These casual temples of demons will become the real casualties in the end. Yeah, our accuser's working overtime these days, folks, and don't be surprised. His time is short, and so is ours. The elect will draw hot fire from the enemy, and he will stop at nothing to destroy our souls if he were allowed. The fire's coming down on us. End times, last days, sure, without a doubt. There is indeed tribulation in our world and in our lives. It's here, folks. Many of us are alone with our Lord, and that's good. Better to be alone in and with Jesus than among the perishing masses. Does 1 Peter 2:9 imply a crowd? In the end, or in a collective spiritual sense, yes. But for some of us, it's still a long, lonely road alone with Jesus, as each individual follower of him should be. Now, I don't particularly care where you are on the narrow way with Jesus, just that you stay on it and that you persevere. And we should pray for each other, saints. Whether we live to see the return of our blessed Lord Jesus or die in him, or as martyrs for him, let's keep one thing on the front of our minds. We keep a firm hold on our gift of faith, don't we? Best we've laid hold on eternal life, and we're ready at all times to be called home. Our candle can be snuffed out in a heartbeat, and are you ready to have your soul required of you right now? War, famine, pestilence, death, or natural disasters, they can't compare to the fear that God's going to instill into the fast-failing hearts of mankind. The Spirit is warning us, urging you to be ready, to be sober, to be steadfast in your faith. Never let your peace in Christ be compromised or broken. You stand firm in your faith. You watch and you pray. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We're just another day closer to eternity, folks. Let's be sober about this, and let's be a touch realistic here, too. Happiness is relative. Our Bible speaks of joy, which is of the Spirit, which bad times cannot destroy. We have to hold on to that joy. We surely have that Spirit, saints, don't we? Happiness in this world is a pipe dream. Happiness is as fleeting as the vapor of this life, James 4:14. Happiness is the same as the flower, which soon is withered by the sun, James 1:11. Our Bible speaks of agonizing and soldiering and fighting a good fight and mortifying the deeds of our flesh. We're on our way to holiness there, aren't we? Or of suffering for Jesus, suffering for the gospel, forsaking all, and enjoying the presence of God in it through our suffering. Get your spiritual houses in order and trim your lamps. Be ready. The evil that has come to rest in men's and women's hearts is unparalleled, and it is growing, and it is upon us now like a plague. This year is not going to be a good year, and it's not going to get any better, saints. The tide is rising, folks. Sink or walk above the waves with Jesus Christ. Who are you going to trust? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3:18. Live your faith today. Live it now. Live it as the Spirit is in you. Don't be afraid. Get those shields up and keep to the road.